Shir, part 7 of Malicha, Maisa de Rashi. And I'd like to dedicate a Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Bernard Ziegfried. Now, why do I want to dedicate it to his memory? I say this.
Yeah, right.
So, I'll tell you. I told you that in the summer of 1990, I ran a kolo in Brookline in July and in Silver Spring in August. So Rabbi Ziegfried was with us in the kolo in Silver Spring in August of 1990. And then that year in YU, I had just learned Yoredeya. But when we came to Malicha, you know, I told you, Rabbi Gadak just said from the Rav that it's a matir.
Malicha is a matir.
So we didn't really get to... But Bernard, I don't know, whenever he learned it, he knew it called Klor. And I remember once we were sitting eating dinner, I think, in the Hebrew Academy of Greater Washington, and someone somehow came up Maisa de Rashi. And he knew exactly what it was, and Klor, you know, so I had a Shtrikal Chalishas Hadas. I didn't even know Maisa de Rashi. So I said, next time when I learn Yoredeya again, I'm going to make sure to know Maisa de Rashi. So I always, whenever I learn the Indian of Maisa de Rashi, I think of Bernard Ziegfried, Rav Bernard Ziegfried, Olav HaShalom, and he was my inspiration to be ma'ayin more in Maisa de Rashi. So let's go to...
Did we finish everything on Hadoch of Asraiso?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to, whatever for that packet we finish.
All right, fine.
This is, Maisa de Rashi has to do with Hadoch of Asraiso.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see. So Tosus Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. This is where there's a story that happened with Rashi and how Rashi paskened. You know, Rashi was a Rav, a Paisik. You know, we think of a Rashi in Mefarish, but the Tshuva is from Rashi also. So Hecha Sheshoa B'Hamel HaBosu B'Melach Kashir Tzliya. So if you did a Malicha, or the Shir Malicha is Kashir Tzliya, Al Dafecha V'Chakach Husam B'Gigis. So after the Melach, you know, you do a Malachit, then the meat was transferred into a little pot. Now, the main thing I want to point out that's missing in Tosis assumes you don't understand it, but he doesn't articulate it. Other Rishonim articulate it, and that is the person neglected to do the Hadocha Basraisa. In other words, he didn't rinse off, after the Malicha, he didn't rinse off the blood that was on the surface of the meat. And that piece of meat was in the pot the whole night. And then, lo and behold, in the morning, so overnight, when he put it in, originally it was just a piece of meat. Now the whole thing was filled with liquid in the morning. Sheyatza mehabasar. So the question is, so do we say that's dam, and therefore the dam asers the chaticha, or not? Ira maisa v'beisol shorashi. So this maisa happened v'beisol shorashi. He says, since the melech was on the piece of meat before it was in the kli, and it has a shir malicha, and a kli she'enu menukov, ein ha'mayim ha'nitzayim b'kli min dam, ela mochel ba'alma. He says, anything that came out afterwards is what?
After at what point? After what point?
After the shir malicha. In other words, he kept it for an hour, 18 minutes, whatever he kept it. Then it was transferred into the gigas. And then overnight, the whole thing was pull it more. So that doesn't have the status of dam. The chenira. the teda also hamochel who heter miyad kishasha shir tzliya who mutal adichu levash lo begdera afal pi shlo nifla bivenu hamochel hayotze achakav. So this sounds, who does it sound like? Like the Rashba. Because the Rashba Shita is that anything that came out with the Shir Tzaliyah of Melicha is Dam. Anything more is not Dam.
Right.
That's
right.
What exactly Rashi is saying. Well, Chora, the Ra'ah would not have agreed to this because according to Pashtus, according to the Ra'ah, it's anything that comes out afterwards, it still has a din dam. It's just if you choylate it.
Well, pirush.
But here it is pirush.
Yeah.
It's no pirush if you cook it in hot water, so then it stunts the. Yeah. So that is the Maisa Derashi. That again, he did a Malicha, he forgot to do Hadacha Shnia. Transferred it into a gigas, left it there the whole night, woke up in the morning, the whole gigas is full of liquid, finished. So Rashi Paskin, it's mutter. That's Maisa de Rashi.
If we would have watched it, would it have made it easier?
So let's see. So Rabbi Asher is asking, what if they would have washed it off? Maybe it still should be a shiloh. According to the Ra'ah. Right, Lechara, according to the Ra'ah, even if they washed it off, it should still be a shiloh, according to the Ra'ah.
No,
it could be worse. Yeah. In the Ra'ah, we saw yesterday by the Prophet that if you cut out shalos b'molcho, that are according to the Ra'ah, then you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
Right, didn't we see that yesterday by the Ra'ah? That if you leave it 24 hours with the salt, then you don't have to worry about anything. Even by the Ra'ah says that.
Right, but we didn't leave it 24 hours in the salt. The case was you left it 18 minutes with the salt.
But it was still salty afterwards. You never washed it off.
Oh, no, but then what will happen is with. That's only if you leave it in a cliche in a manukum.
Okay, good. So this is okay.
I mean, there was a plea.
Very good. So you put
straight
into
a plea
equivalent.
I mean, the plea hamanukum. If you put in a plea hamanukum, then for 24 hours. But this is a cliche in a manukum.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, now let's look in the Rush. So this is the famous Maisa of the Rashi. Now let's see how the Rush. The Rush also quotes this story. On page 2. The Vasa Shanim of Shoshir, Tzliya, Vachachin, Mason, Bukli, Bulhadacha, Mismala. See, he writes it in. Bulhadacha. See? Tosis just assumes that you know that. But Tosis never uses those words, Bulhadacha. But he means it. But he never said it. So, in other words, just, you know, for the Havana of what went on. You know, you need to see the other Rishonim. If you just see it in Tosis, you won't have the point. That it was, the point was that it was below Hadacha. Yeah. So it says, Dover ze maise bebeiso shol Rashi vitiru, de b'shem ha-tzir, in losro deino dam. The tzir is on Adam. It's moil, ha-basa, l'chuso. Sh'yachas sh'shon ch'shid tzliya, m'adichin oso, l'vash lo b'gdeira, v'en choshul tzir nifl mimah. But what about? So if you're like the Rashba, you're good. But the question is, what about the dam, the surface dam, not the dam that's poilet, the surface dam? So do you have to worry about that? In other words, in order to say this case is mutter, it's not enough to say, well, I hold like the Rashba, so anything is poilet afterwards is not dam. But I also have to say, like what? That the dam that's on the surface in the salt is not going to hurt the meat. Yeah, because it should. Well, so why isn't it? So let's see. So you have to explain that too. Bavo people say shamel shalabosu osu shadam urbo fitzach ladich bosu yofi ve Kodesh of Ashul Bukdeim. Mikomokal also dam shev melech nidbak hu b'melech hu misyabesh b'socho. Ve'in lo koch l'hibola b'basar. So that's, in other words, that the surface blood get engulfed, encased in the salt, and it's not going to affect the meat. The blood. The blood is the what's also.
But it won't be able to be absorbed by the meat.
Yeah.
While you're cooking, it's
going to
be absorbed.
That's one idea. That's one shot. It's encased. But then he says another word on the third column, fourth line.
When you cook it, you're going to be cooking it with this line. So when you want to have it, but it's also...
One second.
When you're cooking with the blood that was there, that came out.
No, meaning, I'll tell you, my dear friend. Yeah. Most probably the pshat is that now they'll rinse it off. But the question is it already too late?
Okay.
Inami pasak koach hamelach machmas shehiflit es hadam min habasar. The other pshat is that this melach already is oishkeshmatet, because the melach already was poilet from the whole chaticha after the shear of 18 minutes or whatever it is.
Poilet the blood.
So now it's still on there. But it doesn't have a din meliach kerosech, because after the melach gave its oomph to be poilet, the melach is not melach anymore. So, there's no heat here, so the only heat is the meliach kerosech. But you don't say meliach kerosech after the 18 minutes are over. Inami posach koach hamelach mach mas shehiflit as adam rabosav yotzak koach hamelach im adam. But what about the case he had a chicken, a dove? It fell into yogurt. And it's salty, the yogurt. So why is that? Because over there, the melech didn't do anything in that case. It was salty. It was a salty...
It wasn't used yet.
It wasn't put to work.
Yeah. Right. But once it's put to work, and it gave its kishkas out, then it's finished. Mm-hmm. And then it's not... So that's how the... So the rush helps us understand... So in other words, so you have to have two hanachas to matter. First, you have to assume like the rashi. That anything that comes out afterwards is not dam, it's tzir. But then you have to explain. But what about, why isn't the melach the surface blood? Why doesn't that affect? So he gives two terutzim: either because it's encased in the blood, so it's not going to come out, or that the melach doesn't have the din of meliach kiroseach anymore because it already ushkeprat, ushkeshmatet. It's kikus.
So it's encased in the blood. It's encased in the salt. Wait,
that's the first part.
It's encased in the salt.
Right. But maybe this should be also according to Ra'ah then.
The fact that it's encased,
if it's not going to be bolea from the blood, then
in the
no. But according to the Ra'ah,
it's
you're saying
it.
In other words, if you hold this svara that it doesn't have a din meliach kiroseach, then even you want to say it's blood, but it's
so you only. Well, maybe Kavosh, but maybe it's not Shas Kavisha. Okay. So
maybe it's still going to be Kavosh. Yeah, it could be Kavosh.
But the
Kavosh. Right, Kavosh. You don't need the need of Melech or Asek, but you have Kavosh Kavosh.
Both these reasons would have, in theory, worked for the Ra, because these are both reasons why it's not Bolei the Dam back, or whatever it is.
The rest saying you need both reasons, or one or the other?
One or the other could do.
I
Okay. Okay. Now, who are the Rishonim that argue with Rashi? In other words, Maisa de Rashi, Rashi was Mekel. See, it's good to know all the riddles of Yoredeia, like the Chud and the flaw of the Rambam. What is that? And what is Maisa de Rashi? You give us Micha Bechina just on what is Maisa de Rashi? You know, like in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, there's a famous story, Maisa de Megensa, with the Tekiya Shofar. Okay, what's the Maisa de Megensa? What's the Maisa de... If I would give a Smicha Bechina, what's the Maisa de Rashi? What's the Maisa de Megensa?
The birthday...
What's the Pseudis Purim of the...
Of the Marshal.
Of the Marshal.
Yeah. And we had the question earlier on, it was about the birthday.
Kolosh Gator, we had...
Yeah.
Okay. So there is the Sefer Rokeach HaGadol, Rabbeinu Elazar Migormaiza.
What page?
Page 4. Yeah. Worms and Migormaiza. So he writes here, the second arrow, yeah? Page 4. So he says very simple that the tzir that comes out is chosev and ivlable.
He doesn't mean the word tzir like the Rashba means the word tzir.
Right. In other words, he's saying that the tzir is chosev and ivlable, meaning he's assuming that the tzir. So he's probably assuming, like, what? Ra'ah.
Yeah.
That it's still the seer's blood. So that it's close to vanilla because it's salty. Okay. So that's the... And then there's a Rashba. It's irony because a Rashba, people always saying, is the Mako, but there's a Fidushi Rashba here on page 6. You see, the Rashba, who says that it's not Dam, it's he could still be from the Machmirim, because in order to be makel in the case halach l'mais, you have to be makel in two shilas. You have to assume that seer is not dam anymore, and you have to assume for some reason that the surface blood is not going to see. The Rashba could still say the surface blood is going to aser. So Antaka, the Rashba himself says that surface blood is going to aser, because says the Rashba. The Gemara says, "I'm a shvuay menichim basim moliach ella b'kli menukov." Kolmar, ain mochim ella b'kli menukov. Alach has man shir melichosim mekan ve'elach ain opolit. El tzir ba'alma, afu bisha menichu b'kli she'edu menukov ve'mekach chum. Afu bisha adam toch al piv, todu shu polit tzir ain opolay adam. She'imena ta omer kein, hinichu b'kli litzer. Mi'ulishnu de kolmar ain menichim basim moliach ainu miyushav, ta'ava ve'ain mochim as a basim. Shem nomer shmo afil achashir mukhosu kamer lefishu polit zir vitzira ena nachol machmas bocho avle rosech shu miskabitz b'klisha ena manukov mavli hadam shal hamelach l'toch habaser fishu miskabitz l'toch hatzir v'kova sharein kum vushal v'kova shu vushal moshayach l'meim mebei aydi detar l'mithlad l'obala kach nirali. Yeah. So he says, "I Ein menu mavli hadam shal hamelach toch abosr. Afi shu miskabitz betoch atzir. V'kovish harayu kubavushu. So he says that it's going to be osir because the surface blood that you didn't is going to osir. Not the tzir, but the surface blood is going to osir it. So the rokeach is mashma that the tzir is going to osir it. Those are the two ways you can argue with Rashi. Either that the tzir will osir it or the surface blood will osir it.
Unlike Rashi, who says that the
that it's over.
That's once it gets encased into the blood, gets encased into the blood.
It can't affect anymore.
Can't affect anymore.
And,
how long does it have to be soaked?
What shem alicha?
According to the Rashi here, it seems like he's saying it's been published.
Yeah, but it's funny because he starts off saying the shapolit seer, the seer einu necho machmas mocho, tavalei roseach. Then he says shumiskabit kli sheinu mukov, kavli adam shal melach v'tzach avos v'shumiskabit tzach atzir. Yikomush hu kavushol. Why doesn't he say because Malich Kareseach?
Because
he starts off with saying Roseach, right. Malich Kareseach.
Right. But it seems to be this is still within Chas Malicha. You still want to say
it's funny.
I heard the Mipha Lobala. I mean that means
he says that doesn't apply to Kavish and Malich.
He says Leishai.
If you say Malich Kareseach, doesn't that have to be 24 hours?
But in this case, because of Kavish, but you would have said
right.
That word not.
Right.
That the salt is still going to be.
But it's funny that he says Hashem and Omer the Shmuel Afimachar Shiel Mechwaso Kamar Tishupol Tzir V'Tzir Einen Nachum Machmasol V'Halavei Roseach.
Right. Meaning
that Shein Amenukim Mavli Hadam Shalvim Tishupkam Zinazim Kovushol Rekuvushol. I would have said the Kovush, not only Kovush Kuvushol, but Mavli Kroseach.
So let's say it's reabsorbing it and then just being piloted right back out.
Where is it going to go? It's a cliche. It's not a clean manuka.
So it keeps, but the salt is still active, and even if we wouldn't say I did harab, so maybe it's reabsorbing and going out, and reabsorbing and going out.
Okay. Can you explain that again? Why you would have expected it to Rashi was saying the three seach and not kavush kavush?
Because he starts off saying, "Shemino the shmuel, afilu lach Hashem lichos apomer l'fishu polet zir, etziro einu necho mach mocho, bavle roseach." So then he can say, "Shum miskabis b'kli, shenu menuka molivi hadam shalomach v'tachavos l'fishu miskabis b'tochat zir." And then I would have put in Umaliach Roseach, not Kovash Arei Kuvosho. So I'm a little.
He's saying it's Einin Nechamachos Malchik with Roseach, right? And then he's moving into Kovash.
Right.
So what's
the
Because I guess the main kud is that it's sitting in its ear. I guess that's the in the
right.
Case. The main
but it's also
is that it's sitting
in its ear.
So kavush kavushal is the main. Is the most important thing.
Well, why? What about maliach roseach? That should also be.
What would that cover? Where would we go with that?
That means because now the blood is salty.
So
it
reabsorbs the blood, but then maybe it's
pulled
it right back out.
So same thing you could say by Kavush Kabavushal, maybe pulled
it
right back out.
Maybe Kavush works differently. Maybe
not. I mean,
he says you wouldn't say I didn't hurry, obviously by Kavush. I just heard it's in Malicha, not it's in Malicha Reseach, I guess.
Yeah, so, okay, but I don't know, Tzarchian.
Yeah.
On the Rashba. I mean, but anyway, it's interesting. In the end, the Rashba is Machmir. Because even though he's the Makel on the Tzir, but he's still Machmir on the other issue. On the surface blood. So the two Rishonim that argue on Rashi are the Rokeach and the Rashba. Rokeach asks this because could be he holds that Tzir is Dam, like the Ra'ah. You know who else holds like the Ra'ah, Rabbo saying? The Rambam. Because the Rambam Shita is that you need Chalita. But if you don't do Chalita, even though you did a Shir with Malicha, it's still going to ask her.
It's a huge Chomra, the Rambam.
Yeah, unless you do it for 24 hours, like you said yesterday. The Ra'ah is Maskim.
Right.
If you leave it B'molcho for 24 hours,
all the blood comes out.
Then
there's nothing more to worry about.
It's like, you know, the Tzeis HaKochavim, you need three Kochavim. but then it's Tzeis Kol HaKochavim. That's the Shia, like Rav Shefka says, based on the Ramban, Rav Salvechik. And after that, you can't make any more Tosefta Shabbos. In other words, you can make Tosefta Shabbos three Kochavim until it gets darker. But after the Tzeis Kol HaKochavim,
they're ready the next day.
Yeah, like with Harari, he holds from life, from Harari, they keep Shabbos till Tzeis Kol HaKochavim. Meaning until absolute darkness.
90?
Well, way past 90.
But it keeps more than 90.
Yeah, 90 is
more. It's like before Bar Mitzvah, you know.
If you mock me that a mil is 24 minutes, a dollar mil.
I don't know, let me have a, what do you keep? He followed the Alter Rebbe, probably. You know?
Yeah, it's not that. Unless
next year, we're going to do it this next year.
Brachas. Yeah.
Okay. But I have to give you the thing about the
please.
I made a copy for you. And a copy for Alex.
Thank you.
And for myself. The three of us.
Thank you. You know, this word is when you learn Mechapas Malicha in Bab, this word, I need the Tarot of the Mifrit Leibala.
That's
the big word, because that's what they say, like Shluchas, when you're always giving out, so then nothing's able to come in. I need the Pub Leibala.
Right.
I always give that.
Malach Hashem Zvoko Zu. There's no aliyah by a Malach.
Rabbi Lopiansky came to see, he spoke at Shalosh Shudas.
Oh, yeah.
So he said over, he says, we have Kriya Shema in the morning, and the Kabbalah Machal Shemayim in the morning, so everything we do during the day should be L'Shem Shemayim. But what's the Kriya Shema at night? You're going to sleep. So what's the point of that? So he says like this. He says that the pasuk says Yetzei Adam L'Avodoso Odei Arts, that the person during the day is the time, that's when he's active. At night he's passive. He goes to sleep. So he said that you do actions, but then you have to have time for the actions to affect you. So the time to be passive to let it. Absorbing you. So that's the Malchus Shemayim of the night.
What does the Gemara say about Torah Shal Elimut Torah Shalila?
Yeah. Aval Pisha Lomer Adam Tor B'Yom Mitzvah and Rav Zain Adam Lomer Ikir Torah Shal B'Layla. Shalom Akumi Roni V'Layla.
Right.
We could say that's Echa.
Right.
Kumi Roni V'Layla.
Mm-hmm.
You missed many stories.
What?
Yeah. You missed many stories.
From my to the Rashi we go. Minyan le'inyan b'isenyan.
Yeah. And then... And then the Shari Dura on page 9 says, Mi unogu ha'olam lesor. Ha'fil l'shob b'tchilu b'kli v'nukov. Kim l'hatir al de'klipa. Me'achar y'shar k'day shir b'licha. So, Nogu Ha'olam Lesor. Okay, Rabbi Kober, you're here for a Truma Sedeshin right now, page 10.
You got to learn every Truma Sedeshin.
I met somebody last night in Rabbi Voren Shul. He said he knew your grandmother,
really?
Your father's mother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Like a
belly. She's from Barbara. Where was she from?
Her father's mother?
Yeah.
She's German.
Where'd she live?
Oh,
Oh, I think he's from Brooklyn.
Somebody.
Comes from Shoshana Rabbi.
Maybe Elliot Brill.
Comes from
Shoshana Rabbi.
Elliot
Brill, or
is he working
at
a hospital
and
like in the medical field?
Oh, I'll tell you how.
Yeah.
No, because I came in. He's a Talmuder of Dublin Lipschitz. So I asked him, "Did you read the article in the Mishpacha?"
Oh,
yeah. So he said, "Yeah, very nice article." So, and then he said, "And I knew his mother."
Oh yeah.
I mean, your father's mother. So I'll tell you about
Jake.
Okay, let's
Miller.
Look.
Jay Miller.
Remember Jay Miller?
Yeah.
Jay Miller. Chabad of Washington Heights is where he used to live.
At the Overlook, yeah.
There's Alman Alpert arranged that they should get.
My father saw it, and he didn't have a say. When they were laying Echa, he was reading the word by itself by heart. He was a fucking
name. Okay, let's look in the Truma's Edition. Shayla, the suit is Bris Mila.
What page is that?
Page 10. Besudas brismi l'molchu boser harbe b'bokar b'tzon b'kli medukov. So they... There's a writer, Rav Schechter. Rav Schechter is very into having fleishiks. That is...
Hey!
Yeah, but not everyone. Others say, like Rabbi Will pointed out, eating it in the morning, you can really get hanoah from having meat at 8:30 in the morning.
And my brother, he had a bris in his public. They had the bris, and they went to the country, they had like bris later, and they had like the meal at lunch.
Yeah. Right. Shayla Besudas Bris Mila Molchu Boser Harbe Vibokov Itzon Mikli Menukov Echad Molchu Gam Kein Bukhi Acher Avzos Hasho Hakol Shir Malich V'Yosef Kamo Chatsi Yom Lokho Avzos Amaluchos Zom Osom Al Boser Amaluch. So they had the meat, and then they had the chicken, and they did Malicha on both, and then they put them all together. And they put the meat and the chickens together. So one of the goose, one of the chickens, tray. So this is the shayla. So in other words, so what are the now they're all salted already, but they're still salty. And now they're put into the what? They're mixed together. And now they found one of them being treif.
One of the geese.
Yeah. And there's no shishim. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but
it's not min b'mino.
Doesn't matter. You need, in other words, if it would be, it would be no roseach here, then it would just be, shaylof yavish biyavish.
Yeah, but it's still
you need shishim, but you don't have shishim. Yeah.
No. You need, if you have min v'ayamino here.
So this is the shaylof.
And the meat.
This is the shaylof they have. They're at the bris mila. And now the whole suda is up in question. So I would say, bring out the milchiks. So he says, Yira, if you can have na le'es hatzorech l'sudas mitzvah, make it lo'hifsit. So why? What's the kula?
It's a tzaheta.
No. Well, we just said it. The chaim le'menuach reik l'seach ha'inu b'zman shir malicha. But after... Just what we said before in Maaseh Rashi,
right.
That after it was poilate, then maybe it loses its what?
Potency.
The potency of, and therefore you don't say Malich Kerosech. So that's the Truma Sedeshin. Malich Kerosech, there's no... So they relied on the score that we said before. Yeah. Okay. Then let's take a look in the Taz. Take a look at the Taz, then we'll go back to the tour. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch, how it brings down the din of Maaseh Derashi. On Samach Taz Beis, page 16. Maaseh Derashi, for those that... Maaseh Derashi means that they salted a piece of meat, right? And they cleach hamenukov, kadeshirtz malicha. And then they didn't rinse it off afterwards, and they put it in a pot, right? And overnight, since the salt was still on the thing, it was poilate the whole night. And then when I woke up, there's a pot full of liquid with a piece of meat in it. So this happened in Rashi's home. So Rashi paskin that's mutter. Why? Because Rashi old at seer comes out, he held like the Rashba is not dam. The only question is, what about the was behold that way after you do malicha the dam is gone, not like the ra'ah, so then it's all just juice. And then what about the blood that's on top of the piece of meat that wasn't washed off? Why is it that nivla again? So Rashi says either because it's encased in the salt, or you don't have malicha roseach, because once you did a malicha, then it gave, the salt gave out its koyach and no more malicha roseach. And then we saw that two Rishonim argue with Rashi. We saw that the Rokeach argues with Rashi because he holds that maybe the seer is dam. Or you could say that it is chos of a nivla, that either it's chavish kemushal or malich roseach. Yeah. So this is Bron Shulchan Aruch here.
In this case of Rashi, said the whole thing stayed overnight, but there were still dam besides the tzir. There was still dam in the pot, wasn't there, in the gigis?
Right.
But isn't that? There's still dam there from the before Shiur Malicha. So it was. Why don't we worry about that? I mean, the Shiur Malicha, let's say, is 18 minutes. The blood that came in within the first 18 minutes is also.
Yeah, but that was a Kli Manukov that went away.
Oh, okay.
You're asking maybe you come re-enter.
No, can't re-enter because it was a Kli Manukov.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. No, in other words, I don't know if it's... That we did already the first day, I think we did it, and we did it yesterday. Yeah. Six. Yeah. We'll pack it six. Yeah. So look on page 16. It says Vosa Sifchov, Vosa Shanimlach Vishaw Kite Malicha. Sinuachach Bakli Blohadacha. Smali Vitsir Mutter. This is the Maisa Darashi. Is this of the din? Vosa Shanimlach Vishaw Kite Malicha, Vitsuachach Bakli Blohadacha. Vitsmali Vitsir Mutter. Ufiza Vosa.
Okay,
So he says, so we'll have to see what that means. What's Bezel Bezel? So before we get to that, just take a quick look at the Taz.
Brings two cases, yeah.
Yeah, so one second. Page 17 in the Taz. Says, here to the smug, maybe you'll make it to Rashi, Shem, you've read the Hachashir Malika Eilal of Shem Rav Seach, in Indam. Of a boss of Rav Seach, Mikri, Mishav Hachi, in Nofot, Ahut Sir Al-Gvina, Osa. Okay, Pasach, Bahagol Shari Dura, Review, Ramah, Sivza, in Vidiach, a boss of Lichlof, Lufad Osa. When he said this then, he quotes the Maaseh de Rashi. It says Mutar v'yesh mish oser b'zeh u'b'zeh. So what's b'zeh u'b'zeh? What's b'zeh u'b'zeh? What's the two b'zeh u'b'zeh?
In the shear, after the shear?
No. Because he gives you a case here that the tzir came out. The first case is that buster itself, right? Right.
Don't tear the tzir, right?
And then that tzir fell in another piece of meat. Now, right? So the first case could be usur because of the surface bone. But if you want to answer the second case, that's only because of the tzir's kedam. Right, so that's what it means, bezel bezel. First case, you ask her because
blood.
Of the own blood. The second case, you ask her because why?
It's in other blood.
It's the tzir's blood.
That
sounds like the raw. It is like the raw. Yeah.
So the Aruch HaShulchan.
Yeah. What was the first bezel? What was the first bezel?
Surface level.
The original piece of meat that you didn't. You didn't do hadacha,
right?
And then that the tzir then went someplace else, and another piece of meat fell in.
Right.
So the Aruch HaShulchan is very stark over here on page 20. Aruch HaShulchan is stark. Sometimes he's start to be Malamus Chus, but sometimes you start to. It's good.
Rav Shulchan was very sensitive to Minhag.
So he says
he was a rov.
Yeah. So if you look in right, I think Rav Bick said, you know, Bishop Ruhr wasn't a rov, so it's a different type of mahala. So he says no one is could say that the tzir is dumb. He says the tzir is not dumb. I mean, I guess the Ra'or, he says, is not a sheet to reckon with. So therefore, so then how could the other piece be usher? So he writes, Kuf Yoram, Chay Nir Lani Azai Dibor the Toh Sofer, Nofel B'Tfus B'Shulchan Aruch. The Kain Tzarek Lomi Yesh Misha Osa Bezeh. Not Bezeh, U Bezeh. So he says, can't be. The Mechaber says it's toast sulfur. What do you think? Okay, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. I like the Aruch HaShulchan.
Tremendous. I started to learn the Aruch HaShulchan last
night.
The Aruch HaShulchan.
You know what Rav Dovid Lifshitz would call the Aruch HaShulchan?
Encyclopedia.
No, call it the Navarnica.
Why Navarnica. Can no one, why can we not hold such a svara that why is the svara not a svara that after the Shir Malifa the routine why is that not even no one can say that?
I guess he holds the because that's not blood anymore. He holds like the Rashba.
But there is a machlekes. There's a svara the other way.
That's the Rashi.
Right.
But I guess he holds the raw sheet as mitzvah. The raw sheet doesn't make it in the
right.
Now there is a tour here on page 14. No, go to page 15. He says Lachain. Tassi Kosov Igeris Igeris Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah. This is our Rabbeinu Yonah, the Baal Musar Rabbeinu Yonah. In Igeris Tshuva, he says, Abos Lacha Shem Nimlach Afal Pisha Shoa B'melach Kishir Haroi Lishos. Right, Osir Lechol Mimenu Achi Adichenu Yafa Yafa. We have to do B'd Hadoch Hashmiya. Osir Lachtoch Mimenu B'sakin Achi Adich Abosu Yafa. And you can't use a knife to cut it. Because then the knife is going to become treif. Because the salty blood on top of the meat. And that'll be nivla into the knife. Also, lachter men v'sakin at yedich hasakin yofer fiyofer. He called the v'sakin tzarich lagil hasakin peroskin. You have to kasher. Al gabi eish tishem aliyach harei korasech. So this din in the Torah is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, page 19. Thank you. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in the middle of the Os Nun Beis here, it says, Pidvarav Aval Pisha Shaba Abasa Bemel Kishir Oso Lechol Bemenu Achei Dikani Yashay Yoka Oso Lachtof Bemenu Masaki Kodashay Dikani Vipotach Tarek Lagivu. He says, V'yesh Matirin Lachtof Masaki Lacha Shashar Shir Malika. They Malika Lekalim. They Iker Demutna. Well, Sakin Tarek Hadokha Tarek. So he says like this. So if you look in the shach, tzarech bir, everything's a tall of the zeh. Well, kol aposti modim is a shetzarech vadiyah chabasi yofi yofi. He says, shach, lehedya. Kein abasi yofi midei domo, kein mochi yofi yofi vadiyah yofi yofi yofi. Kama kama chasul le'el, the stand is tzarech vadiyah yofi, v'nerat avonas saying that so what's the problem with the Makabe? The Makabe says the free dvara of the Machner Shita, so you have to it was originally who is he going back on? He's going back on the Yesh Misho Yesh Lach Mishlo Lachatima, the Aser Maisa Darash. He says, well, Pid Dvorav, that you're Asering, then you have to make sure that you don't cut with a knife.
This is directly.
So he says, what's the connection? Sarvir, Edin Zetoli Bezeh, Halo Kola Posti Modi Bezeh, Sarv Ladiach Bodi Yofi of Yorka. And everyone agrees that you do a Hadzach of the Raisa. So why is this mash only the feed vara? What does he mean? So this is against the Rosh Hashanah. Because the Shach is saying that the reason to Asa is to assume that the Tzir is like the Ra, that it's still. And then the Vosim can also left home metal chief the Hari Yafi Yafi Yad for the place that's called Zero. That's one thing he's saying. Oge Shlomar, the Vada Tam Hadach Alach Malicha, he's saying a different word. The Tam Hadach Alach Malicha is not just to wash away the dam. So we should. Fizek Shechachon Chol Ktad the Mutalofo Blo Hadachah. Well, as far as the Tzir told him Hadach Chashiv Dam, it came all inside of Hadach Hastim Nikvei Hapleita. So if you do Hadach to Vadei Tav Hadach Lacha Melichu Mishimach Lach Mukis Melech Shalom. That everyone agrees. So why is it only according to the Shita? He says, because if he's a Shechatcha Mikol HaTzdodim, if you cut the meat from all sides, then L'chara, you don't need Hadacha. Because you don't have any blood over there. But if you hold that the Tzir is blood, you can go on to Hadacha, you still need Hadacha to stop the plate of the tzir. So as you do hadacha basraisa to get stop the tzir from continuing coming out.
So the hadocha basmalchus sort of clogs the pores.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You can
evaluate what the reason is, depending on how you hold
what the answer is. Right. If your chosh is for the tzir is
dam. And everyone agrees that. So
then you're always going to ask.
Yeah.
And then there's another shach here in Peiches, same Malik al Kalim, from the Adam Misrak Sarik, the Ainu Nivla Besakin. Of a Vada Yish Malik al Kalim, and Shabbat Shabbat and Malik al Kalim, and Tamil Misrak Sarik. My time in Esakli, Shainam Nukov, Shainim Lachbo. Ainu Malik al Kalim, so he says, even though we normally say Malik al Kalim, so why do you have to? So Malik is not going to be belay into the Kli. Aval vada yesh Malik al kelim in shabalaya shapir al yidei Malik. It's only if it's misak sarik. So if Tana Manukov, there's no misak sarik because it's not going. Misak sarik means it's moving. The blood is moving. So on the way that the blood is moving, even though it's touching something else, it's not going to be belaya.
But if it's Tana Manukov, you don't.
Not be Mr. Sarek, then it would be able to go into the night. Because the Kalim doesn't have to play out from the night, but it doesn't have to push in. Yeah, but he's saying that if it's Mr. Sarek, then it's Mr. Sarek,
then
it's Malika Mikhailim. But that means it has to be moving.
Yeah,
it's
what the
Shafa
said.
Yeah, and that
Taz. What can't be
because he's saying, what do you mean, ain't belicha b'kalim? But if you have something, a kli, and there's the salty dam, it is balea. So what do you mean, ain't belicha b'kalim? That he explains, it's only if the dam is moving, going down, and then it hits a kli, so we don't say it's balea to the kli, because it's on its way. But if it's a self-contained kli, it's not going anywhere, and it's salty, then it'll be balea in the... just that last taz. Oh, the last taz. Yeah, from page 16 and then 17. So here he saw that where we saw the Truma Sedeshin, that once the dam is maflit, so then it doesn't, you don't say Malik for Oseach. So the Taz writes, literally, two bottom lines of page 16, it's really the Smar, the long meaning of Svarzu, the Pasa Koch, a Melech, al Davka be maflit dam in a Bosser. In other words, if the salt needed to be maflit dam in a Bosser, then after it's maflit, it doesn't have its koyach anymore. But if the basar already was salted from before, and now you're just salting it again just to preserve it, then that salt is still kroseach. Yes. Is it doing anything? Yes. Also,
right.
Melach mo'asa pu'ula. Page 17, Shanema love the pasha kochum. Avagahit kimcha. Like the case of the yogurt. It's salty, but it didn't do anything. So zofa rosh v'asman. Shumhavi yofa kosa v'asman. Bosom Malik Kazay, Nogam Gvina, Kavedai Rosea, Olaf, Hosmajullah, he said Yeshua Lomber, the God called the Hokim, Shibay, the Trumas Hadeshin. Shab, Mari Beinin Zeh. The Hokim, that's saying a word. In Nogab Gvina, Havedai Rosech, Lolok Lazmachullah. He's a Shlomo Magdama Chokim. In other words, everyone agrees to this. That if.
Does he look whether the salt is busy doing something?
Awesome.
Yeah, he says everyone agrees to that. That if the salt. So he says, therefore, he thinks the Taz, that the heter of the Truma Sedesh in the case of the Bris, is not only B'Shas Al Chak. Afilu shelo b'makom hefsed meruba lahatir. We can be mad there because it's not such a big kula. Maybe I'll mention the Rashi. But he says that the dam shabo is not called, but what about the meat? From the perspective of the meat. In other words, the dam, the salty dam, is not mokroseh, because the melech has already. But what about the salty meat? In other words, you put the salt on the meat. So now the meat is salty and the dam is salty. So we said by the dam, maybe you don't say mokroseh anymore, because it's already
spent.
But the meat, he says, mikri shum hafi, because he says that maybe the gabi the basar you can make a chilek. Maybe the basar is not so poshut. That the basar because this the fact that the meat gets salty is its first hit. But when it goes out with the dam, then it's already tired out. But the meat, it's not so posh that you, by the gabi the meat, you say that it lost its. Why the Truma Sadasha said you should only make a mock of Hepsin Baruba. Because we're talking about the gabi the meat, because the meat is on top of the other meat, the chicken and the meat. But if it would only be the salt, it says the salt for sure lost its.
The salt only lost its potency in one context, not in the other.
The salt lost its potency in its effect on the blood.
Right, but it did not lose its effect on the meat.
But maybe yes, so that's a question. Oh. So then you should only be my makel.
Like
the dam.
Yeah.
Like if something falls in the tzir, so.
Right.
So that yeah. Okay, so that's the okay. Now if you want we can do a little bit more. We'll take a 2-minute break, then we can do a little sleep.
Why
don't
we double
here? Okay, today we'll do a double because the mice have to give a permission.